Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
In recent months, dozens of communities and organizations across Appalachia have endorsed the White House's proposed Power Plus plan. Among other initiatives, the plan would bring $1 billion in federal money to the coal fields over the next 5 years for the purpose of giving people jobs and cleaning up some of the many abandoned coal mine sites in the region. The latest endorsement of the plan came from a group of young people from across eastern Kentucky who make up the Appalachian Renaissance Initiative's Student Senate. WMMT's Kelly Haywood has more.
Whereas the Power Plus plan has been proposed by the White House and currently sits before Congress, therefore let it be resolved that the ARI Student Senate supports the passage of the Power Plus plan by the U.S. Congress and encourages Congressman Hal Rogers to see the passage of this plan through federal legislative processes.
The ARI Student Senate, which is a body of 34 senators who are juniors and seniors in high school across eastern Kentucky and our KVEC service region, just passed a resolution unanimously in favor of the White House's Power Plus plan. My name is Cameron Wright. I'm from here in Letcher County. I work at the Kentucky Valley Education Cooperative, where I work on student voice projects.
Wright, a former member of the ARI Student Senate, was among many organizations, government officials, media outlets including WMMT, and interested individuals present for Wednesday's resolution vote and press conference on the Power Plus plan.
These are the people who we want to live here in Appalachia. So many of the people in my generation and the generations that are younger are wanting to leave because of the decline in the economy. And it's not fair to them because this is a beautiful place. It's a great place to raise families. We've grown up here and we love it here. By ignoring this resolution, Congress is allowing the population of eastern Kentucky to dwindle, which is not fair. So we're going to take this into our own hands and hopefully we can get some of this money back.
Prior to Wednesday's Student Senate vote, two dozen local government entities in the heart of Central Appalachia's coalfields have passed resolutions calling for major federal investment to revive the region's economy. Most have referred to the White House budget proposal Power Plus plan, all passing unanimously. Wright explains the Power Plus plan.
Some of the Power Plus plan's tenets include funds for economic development, for abandoned mine lands, and for shoring up the UMWA's pension crisis. It currently sits before Congress, so hopefully Congressman Rogers, who is the chair of the Appropriations Committee in the House, and some of the other people in Congress will see that even the students across eastern Kentucky are ready for this.
Now, I'm sure most of you are asking the same question I did. Why should I care? Well, you should care because this plan directly affects your own. Your home. I mean, how often is it that something proposed in Washington, D.C. is to help Eastern Kentucky? Not very often. $1 billion out of the abandoned mine fund will be released for reclamation projects. $12.3 million of this could be used in Letcher County alone. Not only will this create jobs, it will strengthen the health care pension plans for 100,000 miners and their families. Therefore, I highly recommend you vote for this because our community desperately needs this.
That was Mackenzie Gibson, a Jenkins Independent High School senior, outlining her support for the plan. Nearly every Senate member gave reasoning for their support of the plan, some with personal stories. Stacy Fugit, Senator from Hazard.
Like many people in this room, I'm sure this resolution affects them. My brother has recently been laid off, and it's right before Christmas, so that really hits home to me, and that is one reason that I'm in complete support of this Power Plus resolution.
Pike County student Taryn Sick expressed concern for young people leaving the region, and Letcher County Central student Ashley Benton supported Sick's statement by highlighting the plan as an opportunity.
I love it here in Kentucky, and as a young person, I see so many people today ready to get away from here. You know, they're just saying that there's nothing here for them to do, and I believe that this would help encourage people and give them that extra added economic boost that they need to understand that this is the place that they deserve to be.
My entire community and our entire region is affected by the post-coal economy that we are having to just jump right into. So just knowing that we're going to have short-term and long-term recreation of jobs and business opportunities. This is going to help the long-term economic development of the region, so there's no way I would not support this resolution.
Among the region's elected government officials present was Whitesburg City Mayor James Wiley Craft. He addressed the Senate, describing the city's involvement in drafting one of the first resolutions to go to the White House. He went on to praise student efforts and why he supports the Power Plus plan.
That has become more relevant as more and more people are out of jobs and become more and more desperate to have money, and especially at this time of year. So what you're doing is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I am such an advocate of the Power Plus program. I think it is one of the things that can help our area, can help our laid off miners and their families. And I would urge you, as has the city in the past, pass the Power Plus resolution that has just been presented to you. Thank you for participating and thank you for being here.
Wednesday's unanimous student vote passing the resolution was a direct participation of students who would be greatly affected by the passing of the Power Plus plan. Once again, Cameron Wright.
We're a sizable proportion of the population and we just want our voices heard. This is just so important for people across the region, young people across the region, to just know that they have an opportunity to put their voices out in the open for everyone to hear. They just have to step forward and take the reins themselves.
As we call this hearing to a close, I would like to thank all those present today with us and joining us on the holler. This is adjourned.
This is Kelly Haywood with Mimi Pickering, reporting for WMMT, Mountain Community Radio.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.